welcome to the Sailing Show podcast. It's our mission to take you from the grassroots to the top of Scottish sailing. I'm your host, Dave Simpson, and in this episode, we are at Port Edgar Yacht Club at the second day of the 707 Regatta. Now, the Hunter 707 is a 23-foot boat, or 7 metres, sports boat with a nice wide-open cockpit. It's an ideal boat for people who are new to sailing, and it's kind of an entry-level yacht, built right up until the mid-1990s. Very accessible and affordable way to get into yacht racing. The good thing with the Hunter 707 also is that it's a one-design fleet, so there's only so many things that you can do to your boat to help make it go faster, and it's all within set parameters of sail measurements and deck fittings and everything. It has to be exactly the same. Sails with five of a crew. You have a helm, you have a main sheet trimmer, you have somebody in the pit, as they would call it, who controls a lot of things in the middle of the boat. You then have a mast person and a foredeck, which is the crazy person that goes up the front of the boat when it's pitching around in the seas. So again, there's loads of scope for people to move around the boat, learn new things, and it's all quite close to each other, but with the room to kind of be comfortable and see what's going on. They are great fun boats, really, really good. And again, in Scotland here, we've seen a massive resurgence of them. There's a few key players in the class promoting the sailing activity, so the more and more races you get, the more people you get coming on board. But also, just by being available and giving advice and helping boats get towed around. That's the other thing with the boat. It's a keel boat, so it is a long, heavy weight on the bottom of a long keel under the hull. But they are trailerable with a big 4x4 or a van. You can trailer them quite easily. And a lot of the boats are raced in that way. So instead of keeping them on the water all season, they'll get them craned out onto a trailer. They tow them around the country, all the way down south and to other parts of Scotland. Scotland is seen as a big player in this fleet, with a number of boats here on the Forth Estuary in and around Edinburgh. So we're going to be heading out in the water today with the committee boat, where I'll be talking to the race officer, as well as getting a few chats with a few crews to find out what they're doing and how the strategy is. The weather looks fine and dry, with a nice steady breeze from the southwest. So hopefully we should be in for a good day. Okay, so we're here with Justin Venton from the boat Jetstream. Hi Justin, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
So, quickly, before we get into the crux of yesterday and today, what brought you to the 707 sailing and what kind of background have you got in sailing?
I enjoy one design boats when the boats are all the same, so there's no issues with handicap, so that's what brought me to 707s, and I used to sail Gaelochs many decades ago.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. How long have you been sailing 707s?
About 5 years.
Excellent. Are you based here at Port Edgar?
Yeah, based here at Port Edgar. We've got a lot of boats here. So.
You did quite well yesterday. I can't remember what place you sit in. You're in second place overall?
Yeah.
Excellent. So how was yesterday for you? Give you a synopsis of the day.
Yesterday was everything. It was Scottish weather, so it was windy. It was calm. The wind changed complete directions. We had a really good day. Lots of competition. And everyone that's behind us is only just behind us. So we're looking forward to competition today.
Excellent. Yeah, it's always close in the 707 fleet, from what I can tell. So what is the plan for today? Have you got a strategy?
Just see how the day unfolds and probably keep out the tide a bit.
And who's your top competition? Who have you got your eye on?
Well, it's more T. Vicar is in front of us, so that's the boat, and there's a lot of people on our tail, so we just need to do well.
Thank you, Justin. I'll speak to you later. All the best. Okay, so I'm with Lewis Smith here from More T. Vicar. How's it going, Lewis?
Yeah, not too bad. Had a good day yesterday and looking forward to racing today. So,
what's your background in sailing and what's brought you to sail in the 707 fleet today?
Well, mainly I'm a dinghy sailor. I've got a background in lasers mainly, so that's what keeps me busy most of the time. Got into the 707s just through, done a bit of yacht sailing at my local club and doing a bit here and there, and I met Eddie and Carl who own Morty and been sailing with them for past kind of year and a half or so we've done Scottish Series last year, that was kind of a big one in the Nationals, so just kind of easing into it and doing a bit more now. So.
How was yesterday then? How did it go?
It was good. We got four counters, so pretty good scoreline so far, topping the table, which is always nice. Pending a protest tonight, but we'll see, should be okay, but we'll find out the result of that after racing.
So a protest for people who don't know sailing then, what does that entail?
So sailing is a gentleman's sport, it's self-policing, but now and again people do have disputes and disagree with one another, so it's kind of our system to work it out and make amends and police it ourselves, basically. So.
Excellent. Okay, so you'll find out that about the end of today.
Yeah, we will do. We will do.
Looking ahead today, who's your key competition and what's your kind of strategy or tactics for today?
Well, the main people that are up there are Jetstream and Partial Pressure, so they both had quite good days yesterday. But it's a strong fleet. Anyone can put in a good result on their day. So just got to keep it conservative, play it safe, because we're topping the table. We don't want to be too risky. And as long as we've got two pretty good results, we should be safe for the win. So see what happens.
Excellent, Lewis. Thank you very much. And best of luck today.
Thanks for your time, Dave. Cheers.
Okay, we're here with Andy McEwen from Partial Pressure, and we'll have a quick chat with him. He's one of the main contenders as we head into day two of the regatta. So, hi Andy, what's your background in sailing then, and what brings you to the 707s?
So actually, all our boat are all ex-Glasgow University sailors, so we basically all came together, me and Emily, who's the other co-boat owner, with help from the Class Association, bought a boat, Partial Pleasure, and then we sail together and have a great laugh.
So the association helped you with the boat purchase. Yeah. Tell me a wee bit more about that.
So the association has a scheme that they brought in last year where they put up the cash for half the boat, and me and Emily put up the cash for the other half. And then over the space of course of 2 years, we have to pay off the class.
And that's a great way to get into boat ownership.
Particularly students, it's really hard to find some cash, large sums of cash to purchase a boat. So the essence is it's a loan to help the younger sailors to come into the class, which has worked really well so far.
Fantastic. No, that sounds great. Okay, so you had an interesting day yesterday. How was yesterday for you?
Yesterday was a very mixed bag. The conditions were very difficult, especially in the first and the second race. The wind was all over the place. We had a few sailing issues on the boat, but apart from that, we sorted it out and started sailing again well the last two races.
And I believe there's a protest that we're waiting to hear the outcome of by the end of today.
Yeah, there's a protest in the first race, just an incident with another boat at the start line. Hopefully it should go away, but you never know with these things.
Okay, brilliant. So what's the plan for today then? You're up there in and amongst it. So what's your strategy?
Just sail well and have fun. That's why we're here. We're here really to have a good laugh and to have some good racing, so we'll just see how it goes.
Fantastic, Andy. All the best today and have a good one. Okay, we're in 5 minutes. So 5 minutes at the start of a sailing race is the countdown time. It's a really important time where all the boats position themselves and try and get a good start as they can. You're really looking to be windward boat if you can, because all the other boats below you then have to wait to see what movement you make. The start line is between two big orange buoys on the water. We're out on a committee boat, which is anchored, and what you're trying to do is get the start line perpendicular to the wind. So there'll be a windward mark away up. In this occasion it's about 0.6 miles away, and they're going to do three laps. So they're all kind of jostling for position now on the right-hand side of the start line. They'll all come up with a fleet together. They'll all be really keen. There's a lot of tide involved in this race today, so they're all really struggling to get across the line. But we will see how they get on. So we've got 2 minutes to go. You'll hear another toot at 1 minute, and then you'll have a toot at the start itself. So the next two toots, that's what you'll hear. Between the 1 minute and the actual start line, you'll start to hear the boats come much closer to us. They're probably about 100 metres away inshore of us just now. It's a beautiful day here on the 4th, and it's perfect sailing conditions. You've got 10 to 14 knots of breeze, nice and steady from a pretty much westerly direction, and it just sets itself up for a marvellous day's racing. This should be one of, I think, three races today. So on the committee boat here, I'm going to get a prime view. They're going to come quite close. I'm probably only about 10 metres away from the inner distance mark of the start line. So the boats will all be wanting to steal this area, and they'll be wanting to get themselves in good position. So all 10 boats in the fleet are out to the left of me. You can hear the countdown from the race officer, and that's 1 minute to go. So it's all getting quite exciting here. As I say, you will hear the boats coming closer to me now. And they'll all want to, you're aiming to get across the start line, bang on the next toot. Try and call the boats as they're coming. So we interviewed at the start, we had Jetstream, Morty, Vicar and Partial Pressure, which are your kind of leading three boats, but as one of the helms said, it's very, very close. So they're all getting close to us now. The boat Eastlander's coming up in a prime position, but maybe a little bit early. Who's going to have to bear away down the start line? All bearing down on you. It's quite exciting. You'll hear some of the helms shouting, asking for room. And three of the boats, there's the start. Got some boats pretty close to us here. So a clean start for four of the boats, but three of them all got sent. Okay, and now you've got lots of boats still sat here in the start line. Five boats got over the line clean, and the other five all got pushed out because they all tried to get to this tight start of the line. That's one of the challenges with racing. So they've all recorrected themselves, lots of shouting and positioning. The good news is you have the three big contenders were all in that little fleet that didn't get over the start line, so another little bit of squeezing here. Last five boats there have just crossed the line with Rami coming up here at the end, so they were very much blocked out. So an exciting start as we expected with this fleet, but good news is nobody hit anybody else, even though it sounded a bit chaotic. Okay, I'm here with race officer Paul DiPonio, who's had a long-standing history of doing race officers. As long as I've been sailing, I've seen him do race officer. So we've just finished the first race, which was very exciting. But Paul, so what gets you involved in being a race officer originally?
I was involved in racing with my own boat for quite a number of years, and then we changed it to a much more sedate type of boat. But I wanted to give something back, so I was encouraged by a member of the club to attend a race officer course, and I thought, well, that's quite interesting. So yeah, I got the qualification, assisted a few club racing level, and then slowly we got invited to participate in some of the larger events, and now the qualification allows me to do nice championship races like this one for the 707 single fleet, to recently been on West Island Week, where we've got 80, 90 boats of different sizes. So, and I find it encouraging to see other people get involved in sailing.
Excellent. So the 707 fleet's had a big kind of resurgence, particularly in Scotland over the recent years. How do you find the fleet?
I think it's a great fleet. The guys are very encouraging, and girls. There's quite a few women sailing on this fleet. They all have the same class of boat, they all have the same interest, they're very keen to get others involved. In fact, when we have boats travelling to an event, the first boats there help to rig the other boats as they turn up. So it's a very strong sense of friendship, camaraderie. And the other good thing about it is, if they think that I, as a race officer, the race committee, has done something that's not quite right, they'll come and tell you nicely. The nice part is the good bit.
Great stuff. What were your thoughts on that first start of the race today?
I think some of them were using it as a bit of a practice, so they pushed it, come into the start line, push each other out. But you'll have noticed that in actual fact there was no swearing. They were actually relatively well behaved, playing according to the rules and using the rules to their advantage.
Don't worry if you're new to sailing and you're thinking about coming out. There's always people on the boat who know what these things are all about. So the last thing I'll ask you, Paul, is from the 707 fleet's point of view, how do you think it is about welcoming people who are probably novices to sailing?
It's a very welcoming fleet. They're very friendly, as I said. And our own club at Port Edgar has 2 3 707s that club members can hire. And we also offer training on the 707s. So you can come along, you can race at the club level on a Wednesday night or a Sunday, or you can take part in the slightly bigger events, the fourth events. And I now know that Scottish Series had their own 707 class. And although there won't be a separate class at West Highland Week, 707s take part in that too. So it's a pretty big scope. And the other nice thing about it is that the boats are not dear to buy and they're not expensive to run. The class association controls the sales, controls the specifications on the boat pretty tightly, so it's a good way to get into keelboat racing.
Thanks, Paul. We'll hopefully have a good day, and I will speak to you later. We're now coming up to the finish here of the first race. They've been away for about an hour. As we said at the start, the kind of five boats that were pushed out have struggled to kind of get back up the Fleet, but one has climbed their way through and are just coming through. There'll be a toot for every boat that goes over the finish line here, and the first boat is just coming up to the finish now. Sailed a very good race, not too much competition. They've got the lovely pink and blue spinnaker flying, and they're coming down, and it is Jetstream, so very happy there to get the first finish of the day in first place for Jetstream. And then we've got a bit of a 20 second gap till the next boat's going to be down. You can hear the committee boat in the background, the different people all trying to take times. Because these boats are all identical, some of them have got boat names on the side, but some don't. So they have to use the sail numbers, or indeed the bow numbers they've introduced this year, which are really helpful for the race officers to make sure that they're finishing the right boat and taking the times for the right boats at the right time. So the next boat that's coming up, who is in lead in the end of the second lap? So they've done three laps of this 0.6 mile kind of course. It was Pocket Battleship, was this boat was called. So they weren't one of the contenders up the front that we spoke to earlier on, but they've had a great race, first race of the second day here, so the wind conditions obviously favoured, and I think they had a really good start actually in that early Fleet, and that's them just crossing the line now. All smiles, nice and happy. Sun's just gone behind a cloud, but there is lots of blue sky around today, so that's good. I'll keep you with me until we get to the third finisher, so it's again another 20 second, and there's a wee glut of boats. There's about five of them all together, so they'll come over in a bit of a stream as it happens. The more you get away from the other boats, the more clean air you get, and if you make the right decision, you'll stay clear of the Fleet, which is what you're aiming to do, really. Stay out of trouble. And this boat for third place in race one of day two is Valhalla. So these are quite an active crew within the Fleet, pretty stable crew, and yeah, that's them coming up to finish in third. Okay, so we've finished racing now after a glorious day out there on the 4th, and I'm back here with Justin Venton from Jetstream. So Justin, how was today's sailing?
It was really good. We had a really nice day out there and the weather conditions were lovely.
And how do you think you've fared? I know it's quite tricky when there's a 7 race regatta and everybody's got a discard, but how did you feel went today?
Well, I would hope we're in the top 3, and I don't quite know how we've done, but we won the first race and it was all about the tides, just as I predicted, so it was good.
Excellent. And I saw the first race, there was a lot of you squeezed out at the start, but you seemed to be kind of middle of the pack and claw it back quite well.
I just sailed round the back of them, so I was late to the start on purpose.
And what was the best line up the beat for you then? So what in the first race?
Just needed to get in on the shore out of the tide.
Excellent. Well, I'll see you up at the prize giving and we'll see who's won, but well done today. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you very much.
I'm here post-race with Lewis Smith from Morty Vickers. So, Lewis, nice weather today, but how was it for you sailing-wise?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, it was all right. A much better day today weather-wise, but results-wise, not so good. We bottled it, if you want to say it like that. We picked a number 5 and got 3 fives today. So I think that's put us down the scoreline quite a bit. We managed to fight our way through some of the races, but it was quite a tricky day.
So I did a bit of a talk through in the first start, so tell me what happened at your first start.
Yeah, first start, I got the lay lines of the start a bit wrong, and we were about half a boat length too high on the start with the tide, so we kind of got locked out. We managed to recover quite well from that, so I was pretty pleased. Yeah, we made the mistake, but to recover well from that, I was quite happy. The whole team kind of kept their mind in it, and we picked them off one by one, which was good. So there was small positives to take from quite a big mistake, but it is what it is.
Half the Fleet made the same mistake, so it was definitely a 50-50 split. And so where do you think you finished then in the end?
I'm hoping we might still be third, maybe fourth. I'm not sure. The counting 2 fives today will definitely put us down the scoreline, and obviously pending this protest, we'll see what happens after that. Still ongoing.
But you still had a great day?
Yeah, it was a great day. Really nice conditions and a good banner on the boat, so thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thanks very much, Lewis.
No worries, thanks for your time.
Hi, Andy from Partial Pressure. So, how was today?
Yeah, no, it was really good fun. The conditions were a bit better today. It was less shifty, so it was really good racing and lots of fun.
Yeah, so what was your strategy today then?
Yeah, so the first race was extremely tidal, and it was just a case of sailing into the shore as close as you can get, and the whole Fleet did the same thing. So everyone sailed in and tried to get out the tide to... to make the gains from the race.
Excellent. And then the last two races of the day, you seemed to get clear quite quick, and then I guess it was just sailing the percentages, wasn't it?
Yeah, so the 707 class, the starts are so important. If you mess up the start and you slide back, you just, because the fleet's so good, you just can't get back through again. So if you can get away cleanly, get some clean air and a bit of space, then you've got a chance to pull away and start to sail your own race rather than be trapped by other people and covered by other people, etc.
Well, thanks, Andy, and well done.
No worries, thank you very much.
So that's the end of the prize giving here after a good day on the 4th. Lots of celebration there. So thankfully, it was the guys that we were speaking to over the course of today. So third place, we had Morty Vicker. So that was Lewis Smith at the helm with them. Then we had in second place Jetstream, and that was Justin. And then finally, we had Andy on Partial Pressure, who had a fantastic second day of the regatta and managed to get a handful of splendid results. So they're all finishing up here at the bar, and they've been a great host for me and my first podcast for the Scottish Sailing Show. If you like what you hear, please like, subscribe and comment. And if there's any event or sailing thing that you would like to be featured in my podcast, please get in touch. Thanks for now. I've been Dave Simpson on the Scottish Sailing Show.